Hello. This is the Jesus is Lord podcast, and I'm your host, Jasmine Bell. And on today's episode, I will be discussing understanding from a spiritual standpoint. And I will be reading from Isaiah 6, 8 to 10 out of the King James Version. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" Then said I, "Here am I, send me." And he said, "Go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed." And it says in Acts 28:25-28, "And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed after that. Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Esaias, the prophet, unto our fathers, saying, Go unto this people and say, Hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known therefore unto you, that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it." As you can tell, God does not want us wasting valuable time that we will never get back, repeating ourselves over and over and over again to no avail, and babbling on endlessly and arguing with whomever, whenever, however. We know that the Bible is true as Christians, and Catholics know that as well. And when people want to say, this is our opinion, this is the way we see things, and so on and so forth, we have to respect their right to be wrong. That is not only their legal right, but that is their God-given right. And yes, since we are Christ-like and we have the mind of Christ, we feel bad for them that they are going to lead a destructive, meaningless existence where they will not have the fulfillment that comes with knowing the one true God and being part of the one true religion. But we've done all we can when we warn people that you are destined to be ill-fated apart from Christ. Jesus is the only God out of all the gods that can save you from your sins and offer forgiveness. His redemptive power is the only way that we are going to be able to be righteous at all, and we are going to inherit the kingdom of God. There is no other way but through Jesus. I know that for a fact, and so do other believers. And if you ever bother to do any research into Christianity and discover it for yourself, then you will know what we have already come to know. And we came to know this because we decided to start engaging with God. It wasn't a situation where we just magically started dealing with Jesus because we believe that there must be a God, since everything created has a creator. When we get into the etymology of the word creation, that obviously reveals that there's a creator. And when we think about science, we know that it is very impossible that everything that we see now just came into being out of the thin air one day. And you can try to put whatever type of scientific spin on it you want, it's never going to add up. If you want to talk about the missing link, I'll say that when it comes to anything missing, when it comes to any void, you find it in Jesus. All these scientific notions that had nothing to do with God are fueled by religious bias. And the religious bias stems from there being an overwhelming amount of atheistic and agnostic people that want nothing to do with Christ in the scientific field. Yes, there are Christians and Catholics, I'm certain, that do study science and are in the scientific field. I'm a Christian that is a person of faith, but not only am I a woman of faith, I am a woman of science. And that's why I understand that if someone wants to understand science, right away in Genesis, we have female and male. Okay, he made those genders. He didn't make any other genders. Okay, we have the Bible talking about washing of hands and stressing the importance of that. We have the Bible describing how the world is round. We have the Bible talking about water and how this world was created with the use of water. It talks about God speaking things into existence. If you don't believe things can be spoken into existence, then imagine this. How when you look at a couple and they're getting married, they make wedding vows to one another. And that is binding. You see a husband and you see a wife getting married and making those vows because it goes beyond the contract. But even when you think of the legal contract, those are words that are being written. So everything that you see, all these plans have come into being from words. You get tremendous peace and joy when you accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And there are people that will tell you that peace and joy comes from all these other ways. And these same people don't have peace and joy. They're pursuing happiness, as the Constitution talks about it. How we all have a right to pursue that happiness. But they're never getting any happiness. And they wonder why you will not have any happiness apart from God. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. And your quality of life and the destination when it comes to eternity, how you spend it, that will be determined on your belief in Christ. whether you have it or whether you don't. A lot of people, they trust in themselves more than they trust in God, and they will pay the price for that. We should have learned by now that we cannot simply go by trusting ourselves. So many times we have trusted ourselves, and we see that trusting ourselves does not end up the way that we want it to. When we trust ourselves, what we end up with is we end up making a lot of bad choices, sinning as well, because we don't have any morals, we don't have any ethics. Our feelings are always changing. I look at the mental health field, and when I look at the mental health field, I see that mental health field has changed to go along with trends. And I'm not saying that people shouldn't believe in science. I'm saying that they shouldn't believe in any science that contradicts the word of God. And there's a distinction there. I think about how when you read the Bible, you look at it, and you look at the medical field, how people knew what should be done medically when it came to handling certain diseases long before we have the technology we have now, and they credited it to God, because it didn't matter what you said, it was always God that let them come to their discoveries. Sure, there were people that were very prideful and they would act like God wasn't in the midst of it, but there's certain knowledge that you will never come to on your own. There are certain things that will continue to be hidden from you. It will be a mystery because you do not deal with God. And even though he watches over you, you pretend like he's just not there. You totally want to be disengaged from him. And you live in your sin. And because you live in your sin, it's eating you alive. You've become very devoured by your sin. Your sinfulness has become your identity. Look at how many people talk about their sin, and they describe it as an identity. Your identity should be in Christ. They'll say something like, well, I'm just a fornicator, or I'm a smoker, or I'm a heavy drinker, or I'm a liar. Their identity is completely in their sins. It's very, very unfortunate. He offers you forgiveness and you reject it because you would rather be out here on your own. That's sad. I don't want to be out here on my own. It's very dangerous being out here on your own. And it's lonely. And you feel empty. And you're blinded by tradition. And that's not good. I'm about to be done with this. I will say I can be reached at jasminebelongstojesus@gmail.com. God loves you. I love you. And peace be with you.